Let's discuss the following question that Dove Misharem brings up. One of the responses for him. And he has the following question regarding infectious diseases. There's clearly a breakout in the town, and the state, the city, the government made a rule because of the danger involved and the contagion that anyone who comes into the hospital or the certain area, anything that they come in contact has to be burnt, has to be destroyed. So the question they ask, or the question that Dove Misharem discusses, what happens, the shaila was, a person wanted a daven in the morning. I guess the one issue is the sitter, maybe knew it by heart. But the issue is, what about the tefillin? That we know there's a biblical prohibition of mechikas Hashem, of destroying Torah books, destroying God's name. And therefore the concern is, we know tefillin has the parchment inside the tefillin. It's the Torah with the Shem Hashem. And the question is, what about, could you wear tefillin knowing in advance that the tefillin never going to come out? That part of the rule, if you wear tefillin, they're going to burn the tefillin. Even though he won't himself be burning it, but he knows it's going to lead that something that it will be destroyed. So the question should he put on tefillin knowing that in a week's time they're going to be destroyed? So first, it sounds like a machlokas. We have the Ramban and the Baal HaMor. The Ramban and the Baal HaMor point out that in a case of Mila, in a case of the circumcision, back in the Gemara, they used to have to wash the baby with hot water before and after the Mila. So the question is, what happens if you did the Mila and the water spilled, so there's nothing to talk about? You go ahead and you heat up the hot water, or get someone to heat up the hot water. But let's say you're about to do the Mila and the water spilled before, so you didn't do the Mila yet. So the question is, should I do the Mila knowing that in a couple of minutes I'm going to have to be Mechalel Shabbos, I'm going to have to destroy it on Shabbos. I'm going to have to heat up the hot water, heat up the cold water on Shabbos. So that's a famous machlokas, the Ramban and the Baal HaMor. The Ramban writes that Ein locha mitzvah elo shaitza, you don't make cheshbonos. There's a mitzvah now to go ahead and there's a mitzvah now to go ahead and do the meal. Well, let the chips fall where they may. If you have to heat up the hot water, go ahead and do it. And the Baal HaMor disagrees and says, since we know that the water is going to need the water right away, so therefore, better to wait to Sunday to do the Bris Milah. So in general, the Mechaber passes like the Baal HaMor, that you would wait until Sunday to do the Bris Milah. But Maisa, we don't heat up hot water anymore, so it's not a question. But perhaps this issue, the Ramban Baal HaMor, is how much of a cheshbon do I have to make? The fact that I wear tefillin now, do I say, well, I have a mitzvah of tefillin today, and I don't have to worry about tomorrow, like the Ramban? Or do I say, no, like the Baal HaMor, that you have to make cheshbonis if it's going to lead to an iser, so then you shouldn't do it. And whether there's a good comparison on that, because on one hand, number one, milah, you're going to do the mitzvah of milah. Milah is a one-time shot, so you're just going to do it tomorrow. Tefillin's an everyday mitzvah. You have a mitzvah every day to put on tefillin. So whether you can machalek, saying, well, if you wait a week, then you're going to put on tefillin again or not. And also it could be the question as well of, by the case of milah, it was definitely going to happen. You're going to have a milah. The question is, are you going to have the milah today or tomorrow? The question would be, is let's say in this case, let's say the person is going to be in this scenario for 3 years. So does it make a difference 1 day, 3 years, in terms of how long I don't have to put on the mitzvah of tefillin? So that's, however, the Dovah Merim says, however, he thinks it's a different Gemara, different Raya. The Gemara in the end of 19th parak of Shabbos with Elisha Baal Kanafayim, the Gemara says that with Elisha Baal Kanafayim that he was running away from the non-Jews. They made a decree not to wear tefillin, and what happened was is they caught him, so he started running, and when he ran down an alley he had nowhere to hide, so right before they caught him he went ahead and he hid the tefillin. So, and he put the tefillin in his hand. So the soldier said, wait, what do you have in your hand? He said, nothing. He says, so open the hand. And a dove came, it was a dove. So over there they'll have a whole discussion in the Rishonim, Achronim. Why didn't he give up his life? It's Shas Hashmad, it's for a mitzvah kala. So therefore, maybe he should have given up. So there's a whole discussion back and forth. It talks about the Jews. It's a whole discussion. It says the Jews were most and never should tefillin. Is this a raya that was it? No one did it except him. What exactly? You know, Machlokas Rashi Tosfos over there. So the issue over there is he put. So part of the discussion the Rishonim discuss is, you know, maybe he would have given up his life. He would have left the tefillin on. However, the Ramah right only applies to a mitzvah's aseh. But perhaps he didn't want to put himself in the fulfillment and the violation of the lav of the negative commandment of Mechikas Hashem. So therefore, we see he didn't. The reason why he didn't leave him on, because even though right now he had a mitzvah of tefillin, but he knew if the Goyim took it, if the Gentiles took it, they were going to disgrace it. So perhaps we see from here that you don't possess the whole discussion. He seems to conclude that one would not put on the tefillin if they know that in a little while, one should not wear the tefillin if they know that the tefillin are going to get burned, you know, in violation of Mechikas Hashem.